As we get grounded here, we're going to focus our intention and attention to the highest energies possible that we're going to co-create today, and really feel these immense, powerful surges that's been coming to and from us the last month or two in particular. I know that we've had many conversations about the increase and the wonderful sensations that we're all feeling with our physical bodies, as well as our auric bodies and our etheric bodies. We're starting to kind of merge in more of a higher aspect, a larger sense. So these energy systems that are flowing through us really allow us to feel quite differently, quite sensitive sometimes, and a lot of things coming down at once. So we're going to take all those energies that we've been feeling lately, and we're going to focus them on the heart area, and we're really going to send them out to the universe with unconditional love and acceptance and respect and forgiveness. And we're going to create that in our grounding this morning. So if you said, get yourself comfortable, we'll take a few deep breaths in through the nose. And we're going to relax into the whale music that we've got playing in the background and allow us to be healed through the water sounds and the whale sounds. And we send out unconditional love. And we imagine ourselves being grounded within the Gaia, either through our root chakra or our feet. However you feel more strongly grounded to Gaia, could be your hands. We are protected by the white light of universal love and divine protection. Nothing but good can come to us. Nothing but good can come from us. We give thanks, love, and appreciation for the love, wisdom, and guidance that we are to receive here today as we ground ourselves within Gaia and return to her loving energy, and receive energetic and light guidance in our highest and in our best on our ascension journey. And we are now grounded and we are now blessed. I always feel so good. Wonderful and grounding. Thank you, everybody, and thank you again for joining us for today. And we'll let you move right into some really fun topics.
How are you all doing? How's the energy going? The energy is really intense right now. And one of the things that I've been noticing, I think a lot of it is noticing, is that as this energy comes in, it's such a very high frequency that it is able to move deeper into our cellular body and into our subconscious. And even in the earlier parts of the book, Maitreya talks about the super subconscious. And the super subconscious is the nuts and bolts of the ship, and it's like the nuts and bolts of our consciousness. It's going way back, not only into our early childhood, but before our childhood, and into our ancestral memory. And we have the abilities to go back and heal 12 generations of our ancestors. So the opportunities that we have are not just for us. And of course they are for Gaia, because every time we heal any wounding within ourselves, because all fear, all density, it's a form of wounding, because our true body is that we are bodies of light. And so anything that is not clear light is in fact a wounding that we have accumulated in our myriad lives with our third dimensional earth presence. And we are beginning the liftoff at this point. And this lift off is preparing to lift off. In other words, as we are ready to move into the higher frequencies of reality, there are components of ourselves that aren't able to make that jump. There are parts of us that we need to love free. We need to send those components of ourselves off to the Violet Temple in Venus. The Violet Temple in Venus is a place where beautiful planet Venus, Gaia's sister, has volunteered to take the components of ourselves that are not able to heal in the midst of our busy lives and our process of transmutation. And so we can send any components of ourselves, childhood issues, physical injuries, fears, anxieties, we can send them to that violet temple on Venus so that they can be healed free of time. Because we are leaving time, and many of these time-bound issues are having a hard time being healed. So therefore, as we release them and know that our unconditional love will direct them to Venus to be healed, then we, now when I say we, I mean we, our multidimensional self, our galactic self, the true essence of our real self that has volunteered to take a physical form within this incarnation. And we volunteer to take this physical form within this incarnation because whenever we heal, transmute, unconditionally love, develop, transcend our physicality, because our earth vessel is made of all the elements of Gaia, whenever we heal ourselves or transmute ourselves in any manner, we also transmute and heal Gaia. And you know, humans have been pretty hard on Gaia in the last 2,000 years, the last 200 years. There's been massive destruction to her body. And so those of us that are the portal openers, those of us that are the first ones through, one of the things that we will need to be doing is to assist Gaia with her healing by making sure that our healing of ourselves is complete. All right, so now we are going to begin the concept of leaving time. Now, I woke up this morning. Good. Did my thing go off? Did the camera go off? That's fine.
Okay.
Sorry, the doctor's behind me again. All right. Glad to have the camera off. Now you can look at my mind body instead. And I can look at your body simultaneously. So, I woke up this morning pretty early with an experience of leaving time. Now, I don't know exactly, I can remember exactly what happened, but this is what happens with us more and more, is that at moments as we were just falling to sleep and our consciousness is moving up into higher frequencies, or as we're just awakening, and our consciousness is still in a higher frequency, or during our meditations when we raise our frequency, we are beginning to have more and more experiences of our higher frequencies of self. And our higher frequencies of self are the components of us that will be beaming out of, lifting above the earth vessel that we have inhabited, while for most of us, at least for most of the portal openers, this beaming up, we will beam up our consciousness, but we will maintain a physical station, we will maintain a physical form, because it is through that physical form that our physical codes that are stored on the 3D matrix, those physical codes interact with the physical codes of Gaia. So as we raise our consciousness into the higher frequencies, then we can download those higher states of consciousness into our physical body, which goes into our physical codes, our login codes to the third dimensional matrix, to be shared with every person, place, situation, and even thing that is on the body, in the body, and in the atmosphere of the body of Gaia. So in reality, we are leaving time and staying in time at the same time. The third and fourth dimension is the only frequency in which time exists in the matter that it exists here. And so when we think in terms of raising our consciousness beyond the third, fourth dimension, that is synonymous with raising our consciousness outside of the illusion of time. And the illusion of time creates the illusion of separation, as it takes time to start the project and go all the way through the process and end the project. It takes time to be here and to go there. It takes time to speak in an earth language in which many words are laid out in a separate line. And our third dimensional thinking is based on time. So therefore, one of the initial ways that we are beginning to release time is that we are recognizing our third dimensional thinking. Now let's take a moment, and I'm asking each of you to come up with a very third dimensional thought. And since there's not that many of you today, we can take advantage of that. And if each of you would take a moment to just type in the chat what that third dimensional sentence would be. Just one short sentence, but a third dimensional sentence. And allow yourself to feel how you feel when you have that third dimensional sentence. For example, Joanna said, I am running late for class. Running late for class is a very third dimensional sentence. I might have a sentence such as, oh, I have a long ways to go home. It's a very third dimensional sentence. Now, if I am to say, oh, I have a long ways to go home, that instantly lowers my consciousness, because I've told myself that my life here is separate from my life at home, here being my office. And so therefore there is a separation. And whenever there's a separation, there's a comparison and a contrast. And whenever there's a comparison and a contrast, therefore there can be a competition. Oh, this part is better than that part. And once you get into competition, then your frequency really lowers. And then you move into what is good, what is bad, what is loving, what is fearful. Now let me see, we have some other. Alexa says, running errands every morning. All right, running errands every morning. Now, that is a more neutral one, in that if you really enjoyed running your errands, then you would look forward to running errands every morning. But there is that every morning, which puts an obligation and which places it in time, because it's every and it's morning and it's running errands. And so there is moving through space to accomplish these errands, as opposed to allowing that process to happen instantaneously in our multidimensional thinking. Now, let me see, I want to get everybody, got some good ones here. Okay. All right. Alexa says, it's cloudy outside today. So now it is a today. Now, this is another good example, how thoughts and emotions combine to create a state of consciousness. Now, if Alexa loves cloudy days, then she would be able to say, oh, I love cloudy days. And that would raise her consciousness, and she would be very comfortable and happy about the fact that the weather today is cloudy. On the other hand, if she really does not like cloudy days, then that would lower her consciousness because she would think, oh, I don't like cloudy days. They're so depressing for you, for me. I get depressed when it's cloudy. So again, noting that our state of consciousness is a combination of our thoughts and emotions. Now we have Loren said, what will I prepare for dinner? All right, again, it's bound to time. It's dinner time. Now, dinner time could be many things to many different people. Some people like to eat dinner at 8 o'clock. Some people like to eat dinner at 4 o'clock. To some people, dinner is something you eat in the middle of the day, and supper is what you eat at night. So again, our individual thoughts like bind us to time, bind us to separation and preparing dinner. If she loves to cook, then her consciousness will expand. And she'll say, oh, I get the great creative adventure of preparing dinner. Now, if it were me, it would drop my consciousness because I'm done with cooking. I don't like to cook anymore. Like, oh, I don't want to cook. So that lowers my consciousness. Raises my consciousness to go out to a restaurant. Other people would say, oh, I don't want to be in a restaurant. All those people, it lowers my consciousness. So what allows us to have a higher state of consciousness and what pulls us down to a lower state of consciousness is very individual. Now, Salvatore said, I do not know if I can find the money to travel. Okay. So travel could be traveling in our minds, but in this sentence, it is taking time to travel across space. So it is a very third dimensional sentence. And then, of course, money is very much a third dimensional term. And I'm sure you'll all be very jubilant to hear that they don't have money in the fifth dimension. Money is another means of separation. This person has a whole lot of money. This person has maybe enough money. This person struggles. This person barely survives. And all of these people have separate realities. That is why money cannot move. It is not a consciousness that can resonate into the fifth dimension because it creates and has historically been based on creating separation, the haves and the have-nots. All right, and Ryoko said, I have to finish this work by next week. Now, have to. Have to and want to. Now, all of you think, I have to. How does that feel? How does that feel in your resonance? Now say, I want to. How does that feel? How does that feel in your resonance? And so part of moving out of time is that when you move out of time, you are first off paying close attention to the thoughts, the sentences, the emotions, and the states of consciousness that arise from them that are holding you into time. Now she has to finish. Now that is very much a third dimensional concept, the concept of finishing, because you have a beginning, you start, you have an ending, finish. within the fifth dimension and beyond, everything is now, everything is one. We'll go into that later. There is no beginning, there is no finish. Everything is infinite. And then, work. Now, if she had said, I am looking forward to completing a creative project within the now of the one. Now, she's doing what the assignment was. I'm not saying you should say that differently. I'm just using Yuriko as an example of how we can adjust our thinking to bring us out of the confinement of time. Work. In fact, in my early first book I ever wrote, 30 Veils of Illusion, I remember one of the things that they said, and they said that the cause of death was work. Because work is resistance over time. That is the definition of, I think, on a physics level. Now, flowing is not work. And when we are flowing, it doesn't feel like work. But when it feels like work, we're usually not flowing. And as we listen to what we are thinking, in fact, I'm remembering now, that's what I got this morning when their attorneys were putting me through this exercise. As we hear how we are talking to ourselves, the thoughts that we allow to sit in our minds. Now, I have been pretty shocked by some of the thoughts that live in my mind. And what is happening? With this higher light coming in, we can no longer ignore our thoughts. We can no longer ignore our feelings because we are tinkling around. We are touching into our fifth dimensional self. And our fifth dimensional self is a portal through which we can enter via the mastery of our energy fields. And the mastery of our energy fields is our thoughts and our emotions. And our thoughts and our emotions combine into an energy field that goes out into the world and then comes right back at us, because what goes out comes back. And so if we say, oh, I have to work so hard today, how will I ever get this done? Then that's going to come back. Hard work, not enough time, getting it done. But if we can say, oh, I'm looking forward, and in fact, I am in the now of appreciating and enjoying my creative expression, then that's a fifth dimension. Out of time, word, sentence. Now, Alex said, I am missing a strong 3D team for truth and oneness. Well, I think a 3D team for truth and oneness is an oxymoron. There's not a lot of 3D teams that are based on truth and oneness. Now, those that have anchored their multidimensional self into their multidimensional brain, moving through their third dimensional consciousness, have the opportunity to meet as a team of truth and oneness as long as they can maintain their fifth dimensional consciousness. But as soon as their consciousness drops, even to the fourth dimension, then there's that little bit of time, little bit of separation, comparison, competition, conflict, disagreement, and the missing. Yes, we all understand missing. We all understand how it feels to miss our true multidimensional self that lives in the flow of the now of the one. So I'm asking you all now to take a long, slow, deep breath and acknowledge yourself to feel that missing. Now here's the challenge. If we feel the missing, we get sad for sorrow, because we can cry for joy. In fact, I was driving to work today, and I heard this, the dream, the impossible dream, and it was sung beautifully, and I was crying for joy to reach the unreachable star. Yes. And I was missing that unreachable star, and I was crying, and I was sad, but I was sad because I was happy. Now, a woman will understand that. Maybe a man won't. So, allowing our emotions to be what they feel and to not attach, because sometimes sorrow is a wonderful healing event. And sometimes sorrow allows us to detach from that which we know we must release. And in order to fully detach from some of the components of ourselves that have served us well in the past, but they just cannot raise their frequency up into the fifth dimension. And so we have to give those components of ourselves a wonderful hug of unconditional love and cry and cry and cry and bless them free and say, have a wonderful time in Venus, and I'll catch up with you on fifth dimensional new earth when you're ready to join us there. Because we cannot be distracted. There are not many of us who are willing to do this kind of work. Now, I'm sure there's at least thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe even a million. And I'm sure it's growing more and more as the light is waking people up. But right now we're in this part of the waking up where when you're sleeping in a dark room and all the lights are out and you don't see anything, then you can just forget it all and close your eyes and go to sleep. When you wake up and the lights come on, there you see a pile of laundry over there, a project you didn't finish here, another thing that you did over there. And so in that light, as we are transmuting out of that low frequency of our earth vessel and into the higher frequencies of our light body, we are seeing these unfinished components of our mission that we chose, that we wrote before we came in. And the reason why we are able to see this mission now, because the separation consciousness of the third dimensional frequency of light is dissipating. And so that which stood in between what we promised to do and our ability to do it, once that barrier of, oh, I can't, it's too much, I don't have time, it's too much work. Do you hear? All of those are third dimensional senses. And as we release those third dimensional senses, then we can feel that we are united. Now I'm going to ask each of you to write a fifth dimensional sentence. And a fifth dimensional sentence, now, first off, before I have you do that, you all know what you wrote. So I want you each to look at what you wrote again, and how does it make you feel? How does it feel to be running late? How does it feel have to do something every morning? How do you feel today? And how does that weather affect you? How do you feel about certain duties within your home that you have chosen to be your duty. And how does it feel to not have the money that you wish you had? How does it feel to be isolated and feel as if you are alone within your process? And that you have a deadline. Something must be done by a certain time. And Joanna said that she feels confined. So now let's all take a moment and feel that feeling. Feel that feeling of confinement. We've all had that feeling of confinement. Go ahead and feel that feeling of confinement. Because we have gone from third dimensional thinking to third dimensional emotion sensations. It's very difficult to separate an emotion from a sensation. And in fact, an emotion is our body speaking with us. So just feel that confinement. Just hold on to a moment. And now, release it. I choose fifth dimensional freedom. I choose fifth dimensional freedom. So now, Lorraine has said, sometimes when I think about preparing dinner, I would rather not eat because I run out of ideas. Okay, now let's feel this running out of ideas. We've all had that experience. Like, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? Now, the now is a fifth dimensional thought. So what am I going to do? That's that third dimensional. And so feel that third dimensional confusion, questioning. And just breathe out of it. Breathe out of it. Say, today I choose. Right now I choose to whatever it is you're choosing. So would anybody else like to put down their feelings so that we can all share it as a group? So we have a nice tight unit. Alex is typing. Alex feels sad to see a paradise made to be a hell. Oh yes. I'm with you there, Alex. I have been feeling Gaia's sorrow, and I know that every one of you have, because I know every one of you are very, very attuned to our great planetary self. Because we are not just a person. We are the planet. So let's all take a moment and allow Gaia to express her sorrow. And before we do that, as a psychotherapist for 30 years, I have to say that in order to fully release a negative emotion, an uncomfortable emotion, say negative, in order to release an unwanted emotion, we have to allow ourselves to feel it because it's in our bodies, it's in our cellular structure, it's in our immune system, it's in all of our chakras, it's in our aura. And if we're going to clean our kitchen floor and it's low lighting, we're not going to be able to see it. If you really want to keep cleaning your kitchen floor, you got to turn on some lights so you can see exactly the places that need to be cleaned. So now, let's take a moment and allow us all to feel dear Gaia's sorrow. We can all feel it. say, dear Gaia, we so appreciate that you are sharing with us because we love you and we want you to know that we are here to assist you with your sadness of what humanity has done to you. For humanity is the only one of your inhabitants who have harmed your body in this manner. There has been weather, but weather is really more of a problem to humanity. In terms of nature, it's always shifting and changing. And so now, let's all give Gaia a hug. And for a long time ago, I got this meditation. You feel yourself as the body of Gaia. Visualize yourself as a planet. And as you visualize yourself as a planet, wrap your arms around yourself and hug yourself. I am so sorry that you feel sad. I love you unconditionally. And now, as we feel all the anxiety, there's I never had anxiety. I was a depression person. But with this download of light, I've been dealing with anxiety because my mind is going so fast, and my brain and my body having a hard time catching up. And I am learning if I can just let go of all these things that we're talking about. All the 3D thinking, all the 3D emotions, which usually I mean, I have to be still, I have to go in meditation. And some days I don't have to. Some days I can just make the leap. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. All right. And so we are slowing down our mind and allowing our mind to go into the no time, because our mind, our multidimensional mind, becomes anxious because we're connecting it to the time of our third dimensional brain. And that is a challenge that we are doing, and we are leaders, we are vanguards. If you're wondering why you don't have a lot of people to talk to about this, because there's not a lot of people to talk to. So feel the no time. Feel how your brain rushing, trying to catch up. There's so much, and now just go, be mad. Now, no time, no anxiety, no depression, no scurry, just now, no time. And Salvatore, you've summed it up beautifully. Feeling unconditional love for all of our brothers, sisters, I'm adding plants, animals, insects, all beings on the earth, air, fire, and water. Guys, beautiful. Just relax a moment. And Joanna, I want to take a moment and get us all grounded at that little venture.
Sure.
Okay.
The reason the video is not working.
Yes, that's a nice reminder for honoring what we're going through energetically so that we can align ourselves and refine our consciousness, practicing with thoughts and our actions and aligning them with our highest beliefs. And to do that, we need to kind of honor where we're at, honoring the fact that we do feel rushed sometimes, honoring the fact that we have these 3D feelings and emotions that carry through our lives, and allowing us to honor those and heal them and forgive them, and release the judgment. And as we release judgment, we're forgiving all those aspects of ourselves for allowing us to move on. And as you said earlier, we were kind of taking off and launching ourselves, and it's about that time of refinement. And we're refining our energy patterns. We're refining the greater aspect of our consciousness, which is directly linked to Gaia's consciousness. And so as these energy streams continue to prepare us, we're preparing ourselves in much deeper ways. And we're going to be faced with situations that we're going to have to deal with so that we can all move on and we can move forward. And we're appreciating the existence of the now and letting go of all of those aspects that allow us to feel dense and less than and keeping us held back. So we're definitely creating that refinement with our beliefs and our emotions and allowing them to raise so that we can meet Gaia where she needs us and where we can deliver the energies for her. And I think too that keeping in respect that when we do refine who we are, we're refining the whole consciousness within the universe. Because again, we are all related, we're all connected, we're all intertwined, and we are all one. And that allows us to leave the complete concept of time behind and allowing us to soak ourselves within the moment of now, which is the aspect of creation, is in the moment of now and moving forward in truth with truth and integrity about who we are and healing all those aspects that we're moving through. Our souls have learned the lessons that we choose to learn from. We heal them with truth, with honor of what we've learned, and we allow them forgiveness and letting go. And then we move forward with integrity to know that we've learned the lessons. And the lessons that we've come here to learn can be left behind. And moving in the moment of now of our greater aspect and loving those aspects of we of who we are because we've come here to learn them. So it's a time of definitely processing the lessons and refining who we are as a consciousness and melding each other together and working with each other in a greater aspect of the sense. And we're going to find too that these smaller groups too is allowing us to heal each other, allowing us to send love to each other and create that team. And as we can move together in these higher learning circles, can allow us to vibrate off of one another because we are creating energy streams in these small groups. So it's quite wonderful.
Suzanne? Right. It is very wonderful. Feel how we are uniting. So as we are free of time, we are free of that physical limitation, and therefore we can focus directly, completely on our consciousness. And our consciousness is multidimensional. And so now we are going to go into our next process, which is the process of remembering our galactic self. And one of the things that Maitreya and Maitreya had to do is that they first had to remember that they were one, that they were divine couples, and to create that joining. And then they each had to go about their own processes, as that is what occurs sometimes with divine complements, where you're never separated because you're one in consciousness. And this is when Maitreya was really realizing that he wasn't just a student of the Arcturian, that the Arcturian was a higher expression of him. It was a higher galactic expression of him. Now, all of us, I think I could safely say that we know each other, and we know each other likely on the same ship, or have been in the same ship, or are in some way intertwined on a galactic level. And so now we are going to use our wonderful multidimensional perception that we have full access to as we are floating free of time. And as we are floating free of time, imagine yourself being on the starship that you are serving on. Now, you might be an angelic instead of a galactic. You may be a humanoid galactic. You may be a non-humanoid galactic. There is so many options. And in fact, you may be all of those at once. For within the third dimension, there is just one reality that is bound to time. You have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, in the fourth dimension, in our dream state, we know that we will be one place in a dream, and then suddenly we're in a completely different place in a dream. And then suddenly we're back to where we were, and then we go off to another place. So even in our dream state, we are living more than one reality. Now, in our fifth dimensional state of consciousness, we have access to many different realities simultaneously. And in fact, you might find that as you right now, free of time, allow yourself to flow into an awareness of a galactic expression of yourself, you may find that you have several choices. Now, hold that in your mind, but for the point of this exercise, choose whichever one you feel most drawn to within the now of the no time of the fifth dimension. And as you feel yourself, your consciousness self, because your physical self is sitting on the chair, might want to double check. Got your feet firmly grounded. Feel the chair underneath you. In a safe place. You're all cool. Now, we send up our consciousness. And we have our circle. We have Joanna, Suzanne, Alex, Aaliyah, Alyssa, Lorraine, Rico, Salvatore, and I don't know if that person on the phone, I don't know the name, if that's the person we have that named, we add you too, phone participant. And we are all sitting in a circle. Now, we're in this process of calibrating our perceptions to our fifth dimensional self. So we begin by placing our attention on our feet, and we place our attention on our feet or whatever we have at the bottom of our body, in case we have fins or something other than feet. We place our attention there to ground our consciousness in this particular reality. And we move into the reality by sending this reality of our galactic self wonderful, unconditional love. Unconditional love is what allows you to bond with a higher frequency reality. Releasing time allows you to move your consciousness into the higher frequency. And it allows you to calibrate your perceptions to unconditional love, which allows you to have your clairvoyance, vision, clairaudience, hearing, clairsentient feeling, telekinesis, touch, precognition, because you're out of time. So as we sit in this circle, we connect with our feet. And we look now, what do our feet look like in this particular galactic self? And as you look up, what would be legs in a humanoid, which may not be legs on your body, what do you have on? And as you go into your torso, what is your uniform? What color is it? What does it look like? As you look down your arms and your hands, what do they look like? Stand up for a moment, see how far away you are from your feet. So are you short, are you tall? See if you can see through yourself or if you have adapted a vehicle that appears to be opaque, even though you are, of course, actually translucent. Or if you are the members of one of the landing parties, you are likely adjusting yourselves to look more humanoid, even if that is not your primary status. And if you are one of those remaining on the ship, then you can maintain any type of body that you come to. Perhaps you have wings. Perhaps you're a draconian. There are draconians that have ascended, and they are very mighty people. There are bird beings. There are dolphin beings. There are whale beings. There are beings that have almost like an octopus. Allow your imagination. Be free. Look at all the options of the galactic beingness that you can choose. And now, asking you to allow yourself to just slip in to one of these beings. Slip right in. And allow this expression of yourself to go all the way down into your feet to ground yourself. And take a look again at your body. How does it feel? Are you warm? Are you cool? Do you have no temperature whatsoever? Are you male? Are you female? Have you chosen to be androgynous? How many arms? How many legs? Can you hear your language within your mind? And now telepathically, send out who you are to our group. And using your clairaudience, listen to that telepathic message. And using your higher vision, look at each of us in our circle. And it is fine if you're getting a loose image. I just have a loose image of all of you. Some of you might be very clairvoyant and can clearly see, some of you might feel, some of you might hear. Some of you might just have the feeling of it. There is no right, there is no wrong. So I'm asking you now to just write a little quick sentence. As you ask yourself if you have a name and from which world do you reign? Palladian, Sirian, Draconian, Series A, Series B, whatever. I'll start with me. I am Maitreyi. My Maitreyi self, and I am a Palladian. I have a blue uniform, and I am about 12 feet tall on human terms. And I feel my other options within me that I am practicing wearing this one for my apartment landing team. And I have been communicating my process through component of myself that is locked into the one as. Now, if each of you would like to write just a little bit, you don't have to write a lot. And allow yourself, and each of you, to feel this. And you are free of time. That means you're free of judgment. That means you are free of separation. That means that whatever you are perceiving is perfect for you within this now, the one. And if you are perceiving so many different things that you have a hard time putting into English terms, then that is fine too, and you can write that. Okay, so Joanna said, Sirian energy lately, I counsel, and creative elemental to add to my Arcturian intellect. And so let's all greet Joanna, Sirian energy field, and feel her Arcturian intellect. Welcome her to our circle. And Aaliyah, I am Aaliyah. I am a Palladian hybrid connected to Orion. Well, Aaliyah, we see that your name is somewhat similar to your name. That was very clever of whoever named you. Yes, you were pretty recognized from a very early age. And we welcome the Palladian hybrid in connection to Orion, our circle. And Lorraine is Palladian and Venusian. And let's welcome Lorraine, Palladian and Venusian. And it is wonderful that we are remembering that we are multidimensional beings. And we are not limited to just one expression of ourselves. We may be specifically focused on a primary expression, and therefore we perceive that primary expression, and that is beautiful as well. Alex, among many forms, I have a blue golden light body uniform, an energy field with violet sparks, strong Palladian Arcturian energy coming through source all the time beyond time. Also, to reconnect this life space-time self to the infinite oneness of the now. Well, you're in one place, you're going to do that next. And let's welcome the, let me see, the blue golden light body with violet sparks. Palladian Arcturian connection. Alex, welcome. And Alexa, I feel I am Palladian, connected to the Angelics and Arcturians. Of course, it is wonderful Arcturians and the angelics are very intimate with each other. And the angelics and the galactics interact and unite and share as myriad expressions. And we welcome you, Alexa, your angelic and Arcturian self. The echo is, I am not sure where I'm from. I just felt violet light wavering and changing form from one to another. Well, wherever it is, you're on the seventh ray of transmutation. So congratulations. And we're happy to have representation of the seventh ray of the violet flame with an Agu welcome you as well. Now, Joanna, is everyone? I don't want to leave anybody out.
Just Salvatore.
Salvatore?
He hasn't written anything, I don't think.
I don't see him on the list. Did he get kicked out?
He may have. I didn't get a... He was on just another lab conversation. Salvatore, if he'd like to type anything. He might be one of the ones on the phone.
Yes, maybe he's on the phone. Okay, well, let's just all focus on Salvatore's energy field. And all send unconditional love, and we experience you formless, in a formless state, and what a wonderful contribution that is to us. Right. So, Joanna, if you would like to ground that a bit before we go into moving in the now.
Yes, the galactic, our multidimensional selves and our galactic and universal selves, the greater expanse of who we are as energy beings, and remembering that as often as we can, and going back to a point where as we refine our consciousness, we are deeply connected with Gaia's consciousness as well as the consciousness of the universe. And when we look at that, we can visualize that physically and visualize our consciousness merging in the greater aspects of who we are. And then these visualizations and impressions that can come to us in meditative times or dream times can seem a little bit more real. And we can flow through our lives more lucidly when we're remembering those times of fluid energetic motion between thoughts and impressions and dreams and meditations. And I quite frequently throughout my day, I connect with my energy body as often as I can when I'm busy with my kids or when I'm busy doing the errands and so forth, so that I call it my energetic playtime. And I remember meditations where I've been out of body and I'm seeing bodies beamed up through the center of ships in certain positions. And I think about all the aspects that I can, so that I can then bring it into my daily consciousness and my daily body and find the answers within. On why did I notice that arc on the spaceship? Why did I notice there was only three being beamed up as opposed to? So I really go within. I reflect on all aspects of those visualizations and impressions so that I can then expand my greater self into that multidimensional aspect and understand it from not only this physical point of view, but the energetic point of view and our greater aspect point of view. So it's really quite wonderful how we can expand on who we are just from our dreams and our meditations and our visual impressions that are given to us and gifted to us in perfect timing when we're ready. And I think we've talked about that before, where we're being fine-tuned right now energetically from our guides and from all of the wonderful angelic beings and the our star families around. And they're preparing our auric bodies. They're stretching them and forming them. So we will become more attuned to these energetic subtleties that will allow us to slip into our multidimensional self more fluidly. So, yeah, it's really quite wonderful that we can expand on this in our daily lives.
Great. I like that, remembering to tune in. That's what it's written on my blog today from the the latest YouTube, which is Lost and Found. And I got lost several times through the process of creating my new website, because this was redoing everything that I had been doing for like 20 years of my life. And there was a lot of work in there, and there was a lot of deadlines and times and third dimensional thinking at the same time that there was beautiful moments of nowness and consistent guidance from all of my beings. And so as I went into the transitioning of moving into a new operating program, as I call it, I rebooted into a new operating program. There were some parts of me that just couldn't go with. There were some parts of me that just could not make the cut. And one of those parts was that very, very frenetic part that just had to have it be this way, that way, that way. In other words, the frightened part. That felt like she had to be in control, because deep inside she felt totally out of control. And so I had a complete come apart. And Joanna was there, and Lorraine were there to participate in my come apart and assist me through it. And then I did what I always do when I come apart, is I call the Arcturian. And I was a mess. And I talked a little bit about being a mess, and then I moved into the part of me, the channel, the Arcturians, and then instantly I was absolutely fine. And the first thing the Arcturian said was, "Do you see how simply and easily you slipped in to this higher frequency of yourself, of us?" And that didn't go away. And the next morning, I woke up with that, "It's so easy, why don't I just do it? It's so easy, why don't I just do it?" And the next morning, I woke up with the answer. And the answer was, all those years of being a psychotherapist, of getting in there and solving it and finding the cause and working through and all of that. And that was my old operating system. And in the new operating system, I just let go. I just let go. Now, I'm not working on 100% in the new operating system yet. I'll admit it. But I am very happy that this is what's happening now. Now, living in the now, there is a couple of important aspects of living in the now. And one of those that you just let go. You let go of the 3D hologram. You let go of the 3D illusions, the separation. You let go of all anticipation. So let's take a moment and let go of the 3D hologram. Just let go. It doesn't take time, because we're out of time. Now, let go of that little connection to the matrix. You can store your 3D codes on there so that when you bilocate into your physical form, you are able to wear that form, because we're flying in and out all the time. And now let go of all human anticipation. Instantly. Let go of all human expectation. Let go of all demands on yourself. Instantly done. And now, as you let go You are fully aware, fully calibrated to the states of consciousness, connected to your higher frequencies of self, so that you know that your thoughts become your reality. And it is your thoughts connected with your emotions that create your universe. So we'll take a moment now, and you can each decide if you have any questions you'd like to ask.
Anybody like to ask any questions of Sue on this last segment of our class to do with time and releasing and surrendering and expansion into our galactic selves, multidimensional selves more deeply? I see Alex has a question here. Surrender thing is a big one. We've had a few experiences with surrendering this week, so it's been wonderful to see all of these things place into our physical reality and have it make sense and know what we're working through as they come up in our lives and the experiences that we're moving through.
Yes.
Surrendering. And surrendering into the knowingness that we actually do know what we're doing. At the higher levels, we do know, and it's our physical mind that gets us all tapped up and logged up into, you know, too much mind thought and allowing our spirit and our higher selves just to take over, because we do actually know what we're doing.
Yes. Now, it's interesting. It says that Salvatore and Alexa, and Alex and Salvatore are both, Salvatore is back. Welcome back, Salvatore. Salvatore and Alex are both typing. Now they're typing on top of each other. Okay, Alex came up first. Arcturians told us we can use Merkaba turning. Merkaba. Wait a second. Turning left and right to crash divided time. Oh. I don't understand the question. I'm sorry. Let me see what the Arcturians. Your Merkaba is your multidimensional vessel. It is the core of your beingness. And as you plant your Merkaba within a physical form, that is how you blend with that physical form. And as you travel, your Merkaba is that component of yourself that allows you to dial up the frequency of your multidimensional self to which you wish to align, as well as that which calibrates you of consciousness. And that signature frequency, that specific reality. Salvatore's question is, if you're on a shadow work, what's your best advice to stay in the fifth dimension? If you're in the fifth dimension, you are not in a shadow work. But you may be choosing to overlight a shadow work. Not sure what shadow work means. You know what that means, Joanna?
I'm just sensing that there's issues that they're working through as far as releasing and forgiving. An allowance of that forgiveness, and it tends to be quite shadowy and dark sometimes. So to do that, it's a matter of releasing and forgiveness. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm sensing in the question.
So the best advance, let's say that that's it, then the best way to stay in the fifth dimension is to not see yourself as being the shadow, but see yourself as being your fifth dimensional self, your galactic self, your angelic self, and see yourself embracing and unconditionally loving the wounded self, the self, the component of your fifth dimensional self that got lost in the third dimension. And I got very lost in the third dimension twice within this process of redoing my life. And it is through stepping into our fifth dimensional self and allowing that fifth dimensional self to comfort that which we have identified as a shadow. And then also release the identification as a shadow, because it's just a wounding. And that goes back to something that I'd said a while back ago in one of my writings that Alex might have been talking about, that energy patterns, when they come to each other at 90-degree angles, they're very third dimensional. There's a conflict within it. When they come at it in a little more of a slant, speaking astrologically, like 150-degree angle, that would be a fourth dimensional. But when it comes at 120-degree angles, that would be a fifth dimensional angle. And Salvador said that's right.
We were right on track as far as healing and allowing yourself to merge with the higher energy levels.
Yes. All right. Do we have any other questions here?
I think I see Alex was typing something. And
let's allow everybody else to have a chance. Everyone. Allow your human self to have a question. Identification is the most important way a crystal core is in Gaia, the mothership, and so on. How to brighten our crystal core. Live within it, and then we brighten it. That is the Arcturians. With the Arcturians, we wish to say that Susil appeared to be speaking, but we were speaking to her. For as a component of the initiation that she went, the intermingling of the expression of Arcturian energy that is wearing the physical form become more deeply intertwined with the expression of the Arcturian energy that is free of all. And we ask each of you, we lost that at the very end. Well, Alex is still typing, so we will add this right. That each of you feel how that higher expression of your galactic self is intermingled and intertwined with your physical self. Feel that intermingling, feel that intertwining. So depressed lately, what can I give them? So, do you want to address that first, Joanna, and then I'll bring in the turn?
Yeah, I think, and I can completely connect with that feeling. And we've been talking about the immense energy streams that are coming in, and as we fine-tune ourselves, this is a period of fine-tuning, as we talked about earlier, and energetically, our auric bodies are repairing and healing and expanding, and in that expansion, there's old hashing of wounds. There's things that are needing to be looked at, and the word that I've come to know quite intimately this week is honoring. And honoring all aspects of our energetic bodies so that we may then step up to the next level of our healing and of our expansion. And we cannot change what we can't honor and own. So therefore, it does take some time to work through those processes from childhood that may now be coming through in dreams and those things that are coming to you for a reason, to be healed and to be honored and to be loved in every aspect. And then the forgiveness takes place once we honor and own it, and then we can allow it to move aside so that you can move into your higher energy bodies. And depression is a way of making you aware of those things that need to be honored and attuned with and allowance of it.
And also, as I said before, that this light is a much higher frequency, and we are opening ourselves to it mentally and totally. And so old issues that we forgot could ever happen, old memories not from this lifetime, maybe not even from this version of reality. So we are bringing up past life feelings, we are bringing up alternate realities, parallel realities, and we are bringing up feelings that are from Gaia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so as you say, honor that, and as we give that unconditional love, unconditional forgiveness, unconditional acceptance, what we are doing is we are going into a cellular level of our body, and that cellular level is the component of our earth vessel that is most intimately attached to Gaia. So as we go in deeply, deeply, deeply and do this type of purging, healing, cleansing, then we are assisting Gaia to purge that which is of no longer benefit to her transmutation, to her expression, and heal that which needs to be healed, and clear that which is no longer necessary. Mm-hmm. Or as we heal, it is much like a tree bloom. A tree gets leaves first in the spring, and then it gets a bud. And then the bud opens up to become a flower. And then deep within the flower is the fruit. And eventually the fruit falls to the ground. So we are going through this whole process right now. We are unfolding from a center in the core of us we didn't even know we had. Mm-hmm. Okay, Leah? I awaken in the morning many times feeling fear, but I have no memory of the time during sleep. Is this part of the recalibration, or should I be remembering? I almost never remember the night's activities, but do get downloads after I've awakened. We are the Arcturians, speaking to all of you. For as you awaken with fear, that most likely means that you have been serving as the cleanup crew on the lower astral plane, and that takes great courage. And you can say, I am happy to serve on the lower astral plane, but this evening, I would like to move into a higher temple that will assist me to remember my higher self and allow me a bit of a break from the service of clearing the astral. And as you do that, you will get your break, And you are a brave being to serve on clearing the lower astral plane. For if you could see it with your physical vision, you would be quite shocked. And it is beings such as yourself that are volunteering to move into that frequency to create tunnels of light so that Gaia shell, that is like if any of you see walnuts as they fall from the tree, they have this dark, sticky protection around them. It's like Gaia's lower astral plane. And you take off that lower astral plane, and then you see the shell, which looks like the body. And when you open that, it looks much like a brain. Two brains, in fact. Multidimensional brain. Multidimensional brain. Mind. And brain. Yeah. And Aaliyah. Thank you. That makes sense. Right? Any final questions?
Alexa, I think Alexa will be the last one. I think she's got a question that's coming in. And I've always found out with remembering too that you'll remember exactly what you need to when you need to if you're just flowing in with the surrender of sometimes it's not pertinent for your soul to remember at that point in time. So your soul will give you, your higher self will give you exactly what you need when you need it. So to release that worry and stress will allow you to surrender much more easily. And Alexa, thank you, Joanna and Sue. So she was just writing, thank you. So thank you, Alexa. Is there anybody else, last chance for a question before we close off and remind everybody about our next class? I think Alex has one last comment. Yes, carbon to silicon, yes. Very grateful for your help. Please, they're not stupid at all, no. He's talking about as we ascend, our brains and our physical bodies are creating more silicon. So we're changing into more silicon beings, which is accurate. So how to help us
to shuff off that carbon.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so that's another, thank you, that's another reason, because not only are we raising our consciousness into higher levels,
yep.
which brings up those wounded ones inside of us, we are also bringing that light into the very core of our body, into our cellular structure.
Yeah.
And so as we bring that into our cellular structure, our physical body is having to slough off that which is no longer necessary because
yeah.
we have chosen a slower, safer path. Because if we were to have an instantaneous, obvious ascension, there would be a disaster that would go with. And Gaia does not want a disaster because she does not want anyone to be destroyed. She wants everyone to have a time, the illusion of time, to be able to move through their process so they can consciously experience their ascension.
Yeah. And I think as we wrap up here, the thing that struck me most out of this last part of the book was when the Arcturian had reminded Mitri that he was the porthole himself, that he was the God himself, and he could create any of these feelings of teleportation and releasing of time and all of these things. So when we're walking through our daily life, know that at the greater, higher level of ourselves, we are our own porthole, we are our own God, and we can create that expansion. And not to forget that we are a part of creation and we have all those aspects within us. So that's quite profound that we remember that as we move through these fine-tunements and these attunements to this higher energy, because at a sense, that's who we're remembering who we are at our core level. We're remembering that we're connected with that all that is, you know, that presence.
Yes.
And so our next class, we just want to remind everybody, we have added the fourth class, and I know that a few people have already got in touch with me about the payment options and already with all of that, taking care of the housekeeping on that respect. So that's wonderful. The next class three will be on March 22nd, the same time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And so those of you who are working with me as far as organizing the payments, please just feel free to email me. We're always flexible. And we do also ask that if the full tuition cannot be made, then just make a donation, because it does help with the transcripts and with the recordings and getting all the time that it takes to send everything out and reminders and so on. So that's part of our work here, is to also, you know, sending it out as lovingly and unconditionally as we can, but it's also a fair exchange process and energy. So we respect and we honor that aspect of our roles as well as healers and light givers and light workers. And so I think we'll close off with Suzanne's wonderful, wonderful tradition that we've worked in sending everyone unconditional love. For this wonderful class on very important topics about releasing the 3D aspects of time and remembering who we are as multi-galactic, multi-dimensional beings of light and energy. And we'll send out some wonderful love and energy for today. And solidify those feelings.
So let's send out our unconditional love to Salvatore. And as we send out our unconditional love to Salvatore, we see how it greatly assists with his transmutation back to his multidimensional self. We send our unconditional love to Rhea Carl. And as we send that unconditional love, we see how it assists her in her transmutation back to self. We send our unconditional love to Lorraine. We send all of that unconditional love to assist with her transmutation to her higher expression of self. Send our unconditional love to Alyssa. And observe how that unconditional love assists with your transmutation, your higher expression of self. And we send our unconditional love to Leah. We see how that unconditional love assists Maria, her transmutation to herself. Send our unconditional love to Alex. We see how that unconditional love assists his transmutation. We send unconditional love to Joanna. And I can feel you all in your unconditional love to me. And I have the belief, acceptance, assistance, and remember to live in the know and the now. Let go of anticipation. Let go of expectation. Let go of all demands on yourself. Be you, beautiful you, that is the fruit buried inside of the flower, inside of the bud, protected by the leaves. And the spring, we are blue. Blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you so much.